In Jesus' name we pray. Okay, anybody, good things happened to you this week? Can I see your hands up? Something good happened to you this week. So what should we do now? We should sing praises. Are we ready to sing praises? Okay. So what should we sing? Someone said, I don't know. Are you happy something happened to you this week? Okay, if something good happened to you this week, you want to thank God for, can I stand up on your feet? Something good happened to you this week, and you want to thank God, can you stand? We can always have Thanksgiving service. Not until you bring one dale. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can we lift and say, thank you, Father? I'm not asking everybody to get up. I'm only asking those who want something good that happened to you this week. We want to just sing praises. We want to thank the Lord. Can we lift our hands and say, thank you, Lord, for this that happened to me. I want to appreciate you, and I want to give you all the glory. I want to give you all the praises. Oh, I want to give you all the honor. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Can you give us a song that I just want to praise God for our lives, for what he has done for us? Can we appreciate God? Don't stop. Lift your hands and say, Lord, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. Thank you for what you have done, this thing about my academic work or my life or stuff. Can we just appreciate God for 1 or 2 minutes? Let's sing.
We bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God.
All right, okay, hold on, hold on. We are not singing praise and worship to start service. We are only singing to thank God for what he has done for us. Are we ready? So don't just be like, we bless you, Lord. Next agenda on the, no. Can we do that? We bless, I bless you, Lord. Let's sing it like that.
I bless you, Lord, you are holy. And forever you are God. I bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Yes, Lord.
And forever you are God. Bless you, oh Lord.
I bless you, Lord, you are holy.
Holy God.
And forever you are God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Before you sit down, yesterday my wife told me, she said, do you know, we did some seriously impossible stuff that we couldn't have pulled it out on our own. We did it during Buhari's era. Somehow, my wife counted, and it was all within the 8 years of Buhari, one of the worst governments in the world. So yesterday, I started thanking God. Hallelujah. No matter what's happening, God's going to surprise you. He has already been surprising you. He'll surprise you more in Jesus' name. Tell your neighbor, I'm glad that God is working in my life. Can you clap your hands and have your seat? And when we close the service, if you are sick, come to us. We will pray for you. That, my wife didn't share with you that my testimony, that James 5. One day, years ago, I just got married, maybe a year or two. I just woke up with a noise. When the noise stopped, the pain grabbed me here. And it was so bad, I was rolling on the floor. So the bundle went to the car. My wife drove down. We got down to the hospital. Now, I had some knowledge. I just, this is operation straight away. So they just got me, put me on the wheelchair, straight to the operating room. I got to the operating room, I changed, wearing that white. They're like, look as if you are going to mortuary, you know. So they put that on me, I lie across. I was looking at the light about to cut me. While the guy was getting ready, like you snap your finger, the pain stopped. So I told the doctor, I said, did you put any analgesic in the IV fluid? He said, no. I said, I don't have the pain again. Oh, he said, huh? He said, come down. So I grabbed the clothes, came down, said, put you in that room, let's observe you. So I went to go and stay in that room. They observed me. And then this young doctor came, he's a Pakistani, He said, "Hey, this is coming. Oh, you're welcome. Hey, this is coming back home." I said, "Don't talk to me like that." He said, "It's coming back." 4 o'clock, he said, "Go home." So I went home. In the night, the pain came back. Man, around 4 o'clock, I mean, I was not myself. My wife had to go and look for some drugs in the night. Then I remember something that just blessed me. And then I remember, God said, "Remember when you were in medical school?" I said, "Yes." He said, "There was a textbook for surgery. It's called Amitin Bailey. It's as big like this." So he said, "You just open it to cut people." He said, "Can you not just open your Bible to get rid of this sickness?" Then this verse came. My wife read it. "Is anyone sick among you?" Let's read it again one more time. James 5, verse 14. Take a look. James 5, verse 14. Okay? Have you found it? Did you hear me? James 5, 14. "Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord." That time there was no phone. How did we get across? Somebody went there, I think. We sent someone there. I said, "Go tell the pastor of the church I was attending that time." So the pastor came down with some other leaders. I said, "Amen. Just pray over me." So they prayed, anointed them with oil. When they finished, I said, "Thank you. Go home." After the amen, and I was lying across the bed. Next verse. Give me in NKJV the next verse. Can you give me the next verse in NKJV? It says this, "And the prayer of faith will save the sick. The Lord will raise him up." I was lying on the bed, and I heard the voice saying, "Get up." I said, "I'm sick now." Then, said, they asked me a question. At 9 o'clock in the morning, those who are well, what do they do? They go to work. He said, "Get up and go." So I went to iron my clothes, got ready, and I was getting better as I took the next step. By around 12 noon, I was feeling a whole lot better, but it was still there. So around 4 o'clock, I said, "I'm not going home. I'll go and give my testimony in a fellowship." So I went to that fellowship to give my testimony. I said, "This morning, I asked people to come and pray for me," and they did. When I finished testifying, something hit me like this on my head, like a bottle or something, just went through my body and left with the pain. Praise God. So it's good to act on the word of God. Beautiful to do that. Hallelujah. So it's time for question and answer. And before I do that, I have a chance to play some kind of music for you. So I want to play. Where's my stuff? Oh, somebody. Brother, it has disappeared. Somebody doesn't like this wire. You just stuck it somewhere there. And give me the lyrics of the song. You know, I was in the first service today. They have been singing hymns a lot. I said, "We should give our offering now." Okay, while we are giving our offering, I'll play the music for you. So I hope it can go on like this. Okay, you should play like this. So I said, I like some of this. Okay, I hope we'll be able to get through. Okay, now, that's the song, Belumi. It's a song about the Father, Jesus, and Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And it's a little bit funky, you know, just enjoy it, you know. Give us the lyrics, let's see it. Father, 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 we praise you. Jesus, Jesus, we love you. Next one. Holy Spirit, yes, we adore you. Yes, we do. Father, Father, we praise you. Next one. Then, is that the lyrics? Let's look at next one. Father in creation, the earth and universe is in your hands, is in your hand. Let's keep going. You are the king of every nation. We love to sing your word throughout the land. Father, Father, we praise you. Now, you know, I'm showing you the lyrics now. You won't hear it clearly. It's a lot of digging, you know. Holy Spirit, we love you. Next one, quickly. Next one. Next one. You came to set us free by your nail scared hand, Jesus. And your nail scarred hand, you purchased our salvation. And when you died on the Calvary, you are the Lamb, the Lamb, the Lamb. Next one, you are the Lamb. Okay, Father, next one, next one, next one, next one. Saturate us through and through. Teach us to stand and show us your plan. Okay, Belumi, try and follow us with the song. Just a minute. Let me, so that you can hear it clearly. Don't mind, you know. By the way, next Sunday in the evening is our... Okay, I thought about it later. Let's go. Are we ready?
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this. Now I need everybody. To clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father, Father, Father.
Let the people say,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Let the nation
you,
say,
Holy Spirit, yes,
yeah.
We adore you.
I want you.
Start taking it down. Hope you enjoyed my music. Thank you. All right, thank you. You don't want to stop it. Okay, thank you. Kill it. Thank you. My mates don't hear songs like this. You know, so I just, my children never play all this secular music because in our house their daddy plays kind of music for them, so you know. But they just come and do Iwaju Lolo Kowamilo. And they sing all this tope alabi. I don't sing them. I'm too advanced for that. I don't want you. Uluwa Buluwa, see we coming. Father, Father, we love you. Boom. If you see the video, they have this DJ doing like this, you know. I didn't want to play the video for you. That would be too wild. I was just DJ there. I was doing like that, you know. So my guys see me, they say, pray for pastor, he's backsliding. It's all right, but I enjoy it. So I don't know how I got on doing with my music. Praise God. Are you blessed? All right, that's Fred Hammond. You know, Father, Jesus, Spirit. That's the title of the song. If you are on Spotify, open there, you get hold of it. I used to enjoy for Spotify when I grew abroad, but now it's in Nigeria. Can you imagine? So easy. And you can just pay for it. You don't have to have the advert. Now and another, I think, per month. Five of you can tie together, and you can pay that kind of thing. You really enjoy it. It's beautiful. Okay, or you use YT Music. It's there. Okay, beautiful. Now, next Sunday, there's going to be another dinner again. This year, you're going to eat till you're tired. You're going to eat some more. You know, so next week, it's Sunday, dinner, Valentine's Singles Forum. So let's come around 4 p.m. And we finish early so that we can get off and enjoy ourselves. There's some dinner, freebies, interactive sessions. What's love going to do with it? All right, fantastic, beautiful. Yeah, you got questions you want to ask, prayer, stuff. Do you know that? Let me say this to you. I know some of you, you say, Pastor, I prayed for 5,000. I only got 2,000. You should be lucky. You are lucky. You know? Somebody said, Pastor, I prayed that that person will not leave me. He will leave me. Now, don't reduce prayer to that first. Are we here? I said, are we here? You know, usually God didn't design prayer to be a kind of a Baba Jebu for you. Or kind of a kalu kind of a thing. God designed prayer first of all to make you what he wants you to be. And then from, you see, okay, let me give an example. Can I give you an example? You see, you can be praying for money forever. Lord, please, I need 50,000. Lord, I need 100,000. Lord, please, 1 million. Please, I beg. You know, you can pray like that. Or you can just pray like this. Lord, make me rich. Huh? That's far better than just give me 5,000, give me 1,000. Lord, make me rich. Lord, give me creativity. Give me inventive ability. When you pray for things like that, then you can really become inventive, make money, and have like a money in a sack you can spend forever. So a lot of people just kind of pray. They say God is not faithful. They pray for 5,000. They got 2,000. God is not faithful. Or they pray for a girl not to break up with them, and the girl finally broke up. God is not real. Am I right? So, but prayer is not just about pray for a girlfriend that won't leave you. Pray that you become the kind of person she wants to stay with. I hope I'm making sense. You know, in Africa, yeah, we pray crazy prayer. You know, it that's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate because, I mean, who made you the center of the universe that you should not sleep because of you? I want to pray like this. Granddaughter. All right, great. My friend, one of my friends in church. So, I want to pray like this. Lord, make me a helper of many. Help me to raise people and bless them and pay school fees. How do you pray? Don't say, oh, no, me one woman was telling me, she lives abroad. She came to Nigeria, staying by a house, and she had them pray in the compound of this church near her house. But one woman abroad, to a very low. You know, it's strange, you know. All those your people that want to help you abroad, they will not have rest until they help you. The woman said, I returned the prayer to that's not praying, that's witchcraft. That's trying to manipulate people. And it's all about money. Honestly, there's been a lot of waste of money in Africa. A lot of people have sent money home for nothing, for nonsense. One lady, you know, she's pouring, and you walk there for every kobo, every dollar, every cent you walk. And this lady will send money home, and her sister will tell the school to collect the money that she's not paying. She will tell them, my children are owing school fees, and pay to the school, and the school and her, they are in connivance to collect the money, not for school fees, to share among themselves. It's amazing. My dad came to build a house in his village. The money used to build a house in our village could build a skyscraper in town. It's amazing. So a lot of these things we need to just really look at. So let's ask us about prayer, about life, about Holy Spirit, Jesus, Father, anything you can ask, whatever. Yeah, David, let's start with you. Let's start the ball rolling. Okay, great. If you want to write on paper, please go ahead. You can write on paper, collect paper. We ask that. Okay, beautiful. Yeah, I'm listening, David.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guy.
Reverend, I remember some Sundays ago, you taught us how to pray in God's way, the way that God, like the way Jesus taught us how to pray, the Lord's Prayer. But my question is, sometimes the spirits we are in or the mood we are in, we just, like, the prayer comes spontaneously, and you probably don't adhere to that manner that Jesus laid down for us. Our prayer is still getting to God.
Oh, yeah. You see, prayer is not only that you follow a format. Okay, there's a way you greet your parents now. Am I right? Good morning, ma. Good morning, sir. That's fine. But also a time of spontaneity where you just deal with the Father. The purpose of, how do I break this down for you? There are prayers you pray regularly. There are prayers that you pray just spontaneously. There are prayers you pray in crisis. There are different types. There are prayers you pray in the spirit where you don't know what to say about this, and then you pray by the spirit's help to pray over that. Like sometimes now, you are praying, maybe you had a dream that your brother is struggling or something happens to him. When you wake up in the morning, you don't even know what it is. How do you pray that kind of prayer? You have to depend on the Holy Spirit to pray that kind of prayer. Now, like you said, sometimes it happened to me 2 days ago or 3 days ago. I set up to pray, and like I said, we have that form way of praying. But I just felt my heart going to God, talking to him about certain things about my life, myself personally now, and forgetting my format. I just went ahead, and we had a beautiful time. The format is good, but always learn to know that there is a place of freedom in God where you can express yourself to him, but it's still there. Like, for instance, now, there are classes you go to for your courses, but there are ways you answer them that are different and beautiful and free. Okay, so that's what I'm saying about it. Let's be free. But let me give you the two classifications of prayer. Let's go. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 and verse 15. Let's take a look at that quickly. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 and verse 15. Can you get it for us on the screen? Okay. All right. For if I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. I know many of you today that have grown up in recent years as Christians or grew up in church. You will hear them do taparaka shu tu tu tu, you know, kind of a thing like that. You know, some, you know, pray and somebody's moved and kind of a thing. Sometimes those days I was in KNS where they say, you know, that kind of thing, you know, and then the guy will just come down because he's in the spirit. You know? But when I read my Bible, I found out that praying in tongues, there's a praying in tongue, which is your spirit praying. So I'm a spirit. I have a mind. I live in a body. I'm a spirit. Did you hear what I just said? Who are you? I'm a spirit. The spirit part of me that can pray. I said, my understanding, my mind is unfruitful. Give us next verse. So what should I do then? So what's the conclusion then? I'll pray with the spirit, which is praying in tongues, and I also pray with my understanding. I'll sing with the spirit. Oh, interesting. Now I'll also sing with the spirit. So to pray in spirit is to pray in tongues. To pray with understanding is to pray in my normal language. And you know why I love praying in tongues? I didn't have to compose it. My spirit is free with God. I just pray. Now, I stammer once in a while, particularly when I'm speaking Yoruba. I'm not very fluent with words. Actually, when I'm preaching like this, some of you don't know that, it's not really me. It's not easy for me, but I don't like talking. I'm in the house, you may not hear my voice at all. But when I'm teaching like this, God helping me. But when I'm praying too, it's difficult. So when I pray in tongues, it helps me to speak more and talk to more to God without any struggle. But I must also pray in my understanding. Can I ask you a question? Which was put forward? Which was put first there? Is it spirit or understanding? Wow. Because we pray more in spirit. So it's just more than just a migbe. Or it just inspired. No. Praying in tongues should be actually intelligently done. Just like you use your armor to bang something in. You can bring the spirit to change situation. Take a look. Let's dig more into that. Look at Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. Romans 8:26. I'll tell you a story that will help you in that area. Take a look quickly. Romans 8:26. I wonder why today is just so slow. Is our computer sick or something? Likewise, the spirit, capital spirit, also helps where? For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the spirit, what does it do? Now, I'll give you two examples. Let me give you the first one. I have four daughters. My third daughter, One day we went for family meeting in Ibadan. We were coming back from Ibadan around Easter period. So we got to a particular corner that is turning like that after Omiadio or something. And we said, she wanted to wee-wee. They all wanted to wee-wee. You know, they carry children in your car, they want to wee-wee. So we stopped the car, and then she came out to wee-wee. She just said, oh, my leg. What's wrong? You know, get into the car. You know, maybe you're sitting too much for long. Enter the car. But when we came back to Abeokuta, she just grabbed herself, oh, my leg. So we went to the hospital. They check everything. They said, maybe it's malaria parasites. They cleared the malaria parasite. Oh, my leg. I laid my hands, prayed, nothing happened. Just got, oh, my leg. So one Tuesday service, we finished in the service, and then she started again. Oh, my leg. I was just frustrated. Just frustrated. So I said, let's go home. So we entered the car. We got home. That time, the house I was staying in, it has a parlor. You come in like that. Then it has dining room. Then the parlor is like this. The dining room is like that. You pass like that. So everybody will come in. We go to the dining room, drop our stuff. Then we will not put on the light over there in the parlor, but the light from dining room will reflect there. So I just walked into that parlor. The dining room was there. It was dark, so I just sat down there, but the light was reflecting there. I just said, Lord, I don't understand this. It's frustrating for me. I've done everything I could do. Then I heard a voice saying to me, you are not praying as you should pray. I said, huh? He said, if you pray as you should have prayed, it will have worked out. I said, huh? Then I remember this verse, that how do I pray as I ought to pray? For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. We know what to pray for, but we are not praying for it as we ought. Oh, see the difference? That's why many of us have all these prayer contractors, our parents carry us around, because they think that somebody else knows how to pray as we should pray. And we think in Africa that it's ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. If you just ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba several times, just buy a tape recorder, record ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, and then put it on. Huh? Or if it's a loud voice that will convince God, get a megaphone. Ba-ba! Huh? So, you know what happened? But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So, the Spirit of God can actually intercede. Take this thing for me and take it to God like a lawyer. Now look at next verse. Now he who searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes for the saint of God. So the Spirit will pray according to God for me. You know what? So I started praying in tongues over it. After a while, just disappear. Till today, we never heard of it again. So when you get some difficult issues not getting solved, some prayers not being answered, turn the Spirit loose on it. Are you hearing me? Pastor, why? Remember in the beginning, when the earth was formless and void, it was the Spirit over the waters that turned everything to what we have today. That same Spirit is available to you if you're a child of God. The second one I told you about, I got a car years ago. I got that car, used it for several years. I can tell you the number, BA2000TR, came from Bauchi to the local government. I was dashed the car. So that time, Nigeria was difficult. So that car, I had extra tire there, that man, I kept it very well. So one day we were going to Ibadan, on our way to Ibadan, that railway line at Kila or something, I just said, grrr. I said, park. We park. The extra tire under the car, I dropped off and went away. My God. Money was hard to come by that time in Nigeria. I said, I'm in trouble. Not tire is gone. Tire is gone. Rim is gone. Tube is gone. So I told my assistant, turn the car back. Let's go and look for it. We look all the way down to Asheru. We couldn't find the tire. So I said, we have to go out to Ibadan. Fuel was cheap that time. So we went. I got to Ibadan. I was just tired. Now we like get money to buy tire now. Rim and tube. So I went to one house. I don't know if you know Mobi. Mobi at Ibadan. You know Mobi, thank you. So I ran that corner over there. I went up there to stay to a friend's house. I just fell in the room. I just started praying in tongues because I didn't know what to do. I mean, this is overwhelming for me. Not this. My children are not eating enough. Life is difficult. I'm trying to manage. Tire is gone again. It's a tire. I want to go travel. So just prayed. As I was praying, guess what I just saw? Like I'm watching TV. In that house, there is a store there, and there are tires there. So I just got up. I said, Master, let's go. So we went to the house, Mr. Marco's house. So we got on there, and I said, let's open the store. And we found abandoned tires, tubes, and rim. If you think I'm telling a lie, when you get to God, when you get to heaven, ask God. No lie. So I said, Femi, you know, the apostle, guys, you know, apostle, you can have. So he took out the rim, he took out some rims, some tires, and some tube. And we took, I remember the rim we took, has OGZ on it. And we took it to the organizer. He said, this tube is good, this rim is good, this tire is good. Fix it for me. Man, disappeared. When I need some big amount of money, I don't know, I just start praying in tongues. Many of you say, Father, help. Let's go to the bank. I don't do that. Pray in tongues. Let me tell you one more. Maybe help you. My wife, is it third pregnancy now that the baby turned one kind? And they said, you know, this is dangerous. We are going to do something. I just said, let's just take our Bible, talk to God, pray for a period of time for 1 week before we pray our own understanding. See, if you pray in the spirit for a while, you will know what to do. Just like your perfume. If you perfume yourself in the bedroom, when you come to the parlor, it will reflect there. Am I right? So you must learn to pray with the spirit. And if you don't pray in tongues, these days we are living, you will suffer, honestly. So before you leave here today, you should go upstairs and get filled with the Holy Spirit and talk in tongues.
As I don't like tongues, the way it sounds, I don't like it.
Trouble will sound worse than that. Trouble will sound worse than that. You know, I've been in the exam hall before. Man, things rough. One day, I had an exam that I did and I felt, so I had a dream that I failed. I changed it by praying in tongues. You can use tongues to change anything. You don't have to accept it. I'm going to go to Babalawo or prophet. You turn around in tongues. Pray in tongues, you kick the thing out. Praise God, somebody. Is that clear? Any more questions? Hand? Okay, David, you're coming back. Okay, let's take one on.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Reverend Mrs. taught us that we should, in James chapter 5, that we should, when we are happy, we should praise God.
Yeah.
But this person is asking, he said, in the church I used to attend on campus,
yeah,
they usually teach us that the best time to praise God is when things are not going well with you. For instance, when you are sick or poor, you get up, sing and dance, thanking God for health and prosperity. That way you get things to turn around for you.
Thank you, Campus Fellowship. James, Bible said that, so let's follow James. And they are right too. They are right too. In a way, Jesus took 5 loaves before he multiplied it, he gave thanks. Is that all right? But what my wife said is quite important over here. Many of us don't thank God when good things happen to us. We hardly, man, I did it, man. I just hit it. Boy, I passed. But when you fail, they fail me. Right? We hardly stop to give thanks. We hardly stop to thank God. Or if you are Africans, we start cooking, celebrate. Like years ago, we were teaching somewhere and we taught people this verse. What's that? Lagos. What's the name? I've forgotten the name now. So this boy was in the church and I heard about when you have some good things happen to you, sing praises to God. So his mom delivered a baby. So he went to go and start buying food and kill chicken. And the boy said, what's happening? He said, your mom just delivered baby, we want to celebrate. He said, how do you celebrate? He said, chicken. I said, the Bible says we should give praises. He said, shut up. We have to eat rice first. You know, so as you're eating your rice, remember to just praise God too. Can I say this to all of you? Make praising God your lifestyle. Whether bad times or good times, let's do that. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Thank you. Great. Beautiful. So, David, back to David again. All right, great.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Sequel to that?
No.
All right.
A different question, sir. Now, Reverend, I think 2 or 3 weeks ago,
yep,
I was assisting someone close to me at his bakery. So, in the process, I was carrying hot bread. And as I was taking the bread to the shelf where it was supposed to cool down, one of those breads just slid off and burnt me. And the pain was much. So in that moment, this question just came into my mind. This bread that is just 200 degrees Celsius, it was baked at that temperature.
Wow.
And it burnt me this much. And in the church I grew up in, I was told that if you sin and you die, you are going to hellfire, like literal hellfire.
This
you
is burn. Hell, man. 200 degrees, man.
Yes. So that realization just made me realize that if God claims to love us this much, is he truly going to put us inside? No, not us. I won't be there.
I mean, incinerator. Let's examine the Bible. Should we do that? You know, it's difficult to answer this kind of questions when you just feel like you are, God is love, God is kind, God is patient. Why should he determine to take us and throw us into hell because we messed up or do something? What would that do to us? So let's take a Bible. Let's look at the word hell somewhere, Matthew 25. It's really amazing when you read something like this. It kind of entered your brain really seriously. 25th Matthew. Be with me. And this will really penetrate deeply into us. Let's go to verse 31. 25th, Matthew 25. Please, can we look up everybody? Or you are looking at your Bible, either of the two. I want you to follow this story. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. What will happen next? All the nations will be gathered before him and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from what? From the goats. Let's keep reading. Next verse. And he will set the sheep, And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goat on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Please follow, what is their qualification? For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Next verse. And I was naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me, and I was in prison. You came to me. He said, come, enter the kingdom. Next verse. And the righteous answered him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? Let's go on. When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? Next verse. Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? Now look at what he said next. Amazing. King will answer to them, surely I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, and all these my guys around you that you think they are nobodies, you did it to me. That's very scary. So Jesus is hungry. Jesus is naked. Jesus is in prison. Our Jesus. And our brothers and sisters. Our Jesus is hungry, has not eaten today. Let's go on. Then he will also say to those on the left hand, depart from me, follow now, you cast into everlasting fire. Oh yeah, 200 degrees centigrade. Prepare for the devil and his angels. So he was not prepared for human race to start with. Whoa. And he said, depart there. And where were they going to be asked to go there? Because God is just not like them. Look at next verse. For I was hungry, you gave me no food, and I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink, and I was a stranger, you did not take me in, and naked, and you did not clothe me, sick, and prison, and you did not visit me. And then they also will answer and say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Minister to you? They will answer them saying, assuredly I say to you, and as much as you did not do it to one of the least of these, not do it to me. Wow. What's that? What about accepting Jesus as Lord and Savior that will take you to heaven? You just see that right on there. You are, see, the king was telling you, when you accept me, you accept those who are like, who are my own. So you can't just say, because I made the one sinner's prayer, Jesus, forgive me, and forget it, that's it, and walk away and do your thing. You're going to have to embrace Jesus and embrace Jesus completely, including those who are hungry, that you see Jesus in them. And so, really, let's turn the table around. You don't go to hell because God just hates you. It's because you are creating hell for other people. And you get the hell, good measure, press down, shake it together and run it over. That's one story first. So if you don't embrace the Son and all the Son stands for, Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I won't confess you before my Father. You just do your own thing. I don't do good because I'm in Lions group or Lions club or I'd be with that club. I do good because I'm seeing Christ in people. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Let's look at a second story about hell. Are you ready? Luke 15. Second story about hell. From the mouth of Jesus. Are we there? Okay, you are waiting for me to tell you where it is. Luke 16. Let's start from verse 19. Yeah. You guys will like this because you are Nigerians. Every Nigerian wants to be rich. Am I right? If I bring you dollar or naira, which one will you pick? I know you. Okay. Naira to spend there, dollars to keep for savings. Now, there was a certain rich man, all of us love that, like Elon Musk. He was clothed in purple and fine linen and feared zompos. His food every day is hotel food. Every day. Never had one day fasting. Let's keep reading. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sorrow, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Serious income inequalities. At his gate. He was full of sorrow all over. Is that what we said? More about the dogs came and licked his sore. It's the guy's dog. No, not his guy's dog. The other good dogs. His own dog. They are eating dog food. Next verse. So it was that the beggar died. Who died first? He's not well. Don't eat well. Died first. And he was not buried. He was thrown somewhere. An angel carried his spirit to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died. And was buried. Ilololo, tarara, eternal home. They even built something around the burial ground. And they put gold and silver and all kinds of things there. And I had one burial ground where they put AC. Did you hear what I just said? Next verse. And being in torment in hell or Hades. See that word torment? He lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off. Lazarus in his bosom. Next verse. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. So it's real flame and it's still torment. Let's remember, fool you. It was meant for the devil and his angels. But when men can't do their own thing, they wound up there, not because God wanted them there. And it started with meanness toward God and meanness toward people. Now, do you know the guy's philosophy of life? When he passed by, drive his car past Lazarus, he said, Lazarus, it's your portion in life. This is my own portion now. A lot of us, what will be used to judge at our ends, God will use your own mouth to judge you. Do you hear me? I know the guy will say, it's my own portion now. I'm enjoying myself. Lazarus, and listen to me. Both of them were Jews. They were calling Abraham their father. The greatest way God knows that you are keeping his commandment is when you love one another. God said, how can you say you love me that you can't see and you don't love the person you can see? We have not had that gospel in Nigeria. All we have had is breakthrough. Look at him. He said, Abraham said, son, remember that in your lifetime you receive your good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he's comforted and you are tormented. You know, he didn't call money, good food, bad things. He called it good things. And some, because of struggle, because of problems, they may not be able to have good things in this life. But we must not downgrade them. We must not push them out. We must not say, that's their lot. Our own, the one making it. See that single parent, our head is not correct. When we told her when she was growing up, she didn't listen to us. No, don't say that. Next verse. And beside all this, there is, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. So it's not that somebody say, when God throw me, I'll go past hell. Sorry for using that word in language in church. But actually, your head is not correct. That's what I actually meant. It's that simply, you think the God who put the spot, the sun there that never falls off, you think he just throw you and then you do kaba, 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 kaba. God don't correct, God get correct head. You don't get. Next verse, quickly. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father Abraham, that you will send him to my father's house. To do what? For I have five brothers, he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place. You know what? It's an evangelist in hell. Like David said, but he in Joe David, only hell ma jubilo. 200 degrees centigrade. Man, the guy was born, he said, okay, God, five brothers. Let's not have our family here. He said, please. Why? Those five brothers grew up the same way, thinking the same way. They don't care about anybody else's income, inequalities, widening all the time. They don't care about anything about God. You can't tell me you care for God, you don't care about people. Look at what Abraham answered. Fantastic answer. Abraham said to them, they have Jesus and the church. Let them hear him. At the time they had Moses. He said, no. He said, I argue. He was in hell. You see, he said, no correct still. Still, I argue. That's why I went to hell. He said, no correct. If one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He's always arguing with God. But he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophet, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. And Christ has risen from the dead. Are they still believing him now? So you can see that. Let me talk about hell. I'm going to give you four passages. The third one, quickly. Matthew 7. This one is surprising. Interesting. Let's see. Matthew 7. This is very surprising. Verse 21. Matthew 7:21. So this is heavy. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father. So you're going to say, I'm a Christian, man. I got a Christian badge, man. I'm born again, BA, I'm MSc, Master of Certain Circumstances, I'm PhD, whatever it is. No, a lot of these mouth Christians, just mouth Christians. Man, I was Baba Deboye, yes, I was Bishop, yes. You know, they just sell their stuff, you know. Give me a break. He who does the will of my Father in heaven. And what is his will? I was hungry. I was thirsty. That's faith. We know that we pass from death to life because we love. Let's keep reading quickly. My time is running. Let's go on. Many will say to me, come on, read. Are you reading? Say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have you not prophesied in your name? Cast out demons. That sounds like Pentecostal, man. Am I right? Holy Ghost talker, Bible City, hallelujah. Prophesying Jesus' name, Church of the Living God. Tanasana. Long name, right? We cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name. Let's read the Message Bible. Give us a Message Bible, this verse. Message Bible. I'm glad we are talking about this today. Give us a Message Bible, this verse, quickly. I can see it now at the final judgment. Thousands trotting up to me and saying, Master, Master, we preach the message. Man, we preach, man. The guy walk up and down with microphone. We bash the demons. Our God-sponsored project, our building project, had everyone talking. We got a plane in the compound. We got cars. You know, we got buses, man. We are doing it. You call it ministry, Abi? Let's hear what God said to them. Next verse, quickly, Message Bible. And do you know what I'm going to say? You missed the boat. All you did was use me to make yourself important. You don't impress me one bit. You are out of here. Let's say at NKJV. And some of you never heard this before, but let's try it out very well. Then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You don't really care about people. You don't really care about my plan. You just want to do your thing. Like you go around, you claim you have other projects, you are sleeping with all the guests in church, impregnating them, destroying their wombs. How dare you? You don't have any love at all for anyone, just what you can get. How can you get somebody impregnated and run away? That's heartlessness. You are creating a hell for her on earth. You can see the can. So it's not just about ourselves and what we can do. No. That's about hell. Let me give you the final one. Psalm 9, verse 17. King James Version, round up about hell. Who goes to hell? And the wicked shall be turned into where? What do you say next? After the comma. All the nations that what? Forget God. So there are two types of people in hell. Those who are wicked. You know, Yaje, Yoshu, Yahu. Take somebody's money of their whole life, destroy them. But there's another silent majority in hell. Who are those majority in hell? They are not wicked, but they just forget God. They don't really care about God. I mean, God care. You go to Europe, go to America, go to US, go to UK. Everybody just carry on. It's one of the things you notice when you go abroad is that there's no God in the air. Everybody just nothing. You know, I've been there. You can take, look, they will allow you. You can take microphone, take speaker, go to any marketplace in Nottingham, Northampton, London, anywhere, and be screaming, Jesus is Lord. He will change your life. And they pass you by. They will let you preach, but don't have anything about them. You don't need God. Now, the question is this. So, if God is living in heaven and you forget about him, you don't need him, where should he park you? The things we don't use anymore in the house goes to dustbin. So, hell is universe dustbin. Thank you very much for the question. Any other? Jeremiah, you have a question? Not about hell, I hope so. All right. You got a question, man? Okay, I'm coming. Oh, that's the book. Yeah?
Good morning, sir. Good morning, church.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, I have some. Yeah, I read something. I'm coming.
Okay,
find it. Yesterday. Yes, yeah, let me find it. I'm very sorry.
I want to go early today.
Yes, yes. 1 John 5, great. 6 to 8, NLT.
Yeah, let's hear it.
And Jesus Christ was revealed as God's Son by his baptism in water and by shedding his blood on the cross, not by water only, but by water and blood. And the Spirit, who is truth, confirms it with his testimony. So we have these three witnesses, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and they all agree.
Yeah.
I was trying to wrap my head around. I just did not get it.
I know you won't because it's difficult. It's the context you are discussing that you don't get it. So I'm going to give you the context now. Sometimes reading the Bible can be difficult. I said, the Bible is a difficult book. To be honest, the Bible can be a difficult book. Look at this story. John was the last writer of the Bible. And before John left the world, they started manipulating the Christian faith. They started doing it. Even when Paul was here, for instance, Paul was fighting with those who are trying to make us to become like Jews in Galatians, that, you know, just circumcise us, we become Christian. Being a Christian is not enough. You have to do something else extra. So we started having that in Corinthians, in Galatians. Then we have a book called Colossians in the Bible. In Colossians, there's a new group. Remember this book that they wrote about Jesus marrying Mary? What's the name? Something code. Da Vinci Code. You see, it's called, they are called Gnosticism. They have all these other Bible books, like, I don't know if you've heard of them. These books like Gospel of Thomas. What is Barnabas? They are extra books. They said they are books of New Testament. It's not. They have some other ones for the Old Testament, like Book of Enoch. I've heard before. All those things they wrote, they are trying to pull them back now. They're trying to create certain thing around it. Now listen to me. When John was here, before John died, there was this group coming out saying that actually Jesus did not come as a human being. He came like a phantom. He just appeared. That's what Muhammad had that he put in the Quran. That Jesus came here. He didn't go to the cross. He just do Cartoon Network. You know Cartoon Network? He just... That actually he escaped and is hiding somewhere between heaven and earth. And he will come back, get married, have children. That's what Quran said. Then another part of Quran, another part of Islamic people called Ahmadiyya. Look for Ahmadiyya. You guys don't hear anything except Google. Now Ahmadiyya now said that actually Jesus, when he was crucified, he escaped from the cross, wounded. So he ran to India and died there. Now the Ahmadiyya became a sect among the Muslims. So Muslims finally forced them out and they changed their name to Ansaru Islam. So everybody's trying to make Jesus what is not, as a savior. You got that now? So this group now came and said, Jesus actually came home, but it's not a real human being. Kosieje atomilare. It's just Jesus. You see, but it's not Jesus. It's not really a human being. John had to now discuss about the water, that Jesus actually, he was there. He wrote in John 19:20, that Jesus, he was there when they pierced his side and he saw water and blood coming out. So he was not... Inwi. You will not just kind of, you know, how many of you love Cartoon Network? Thank you, Ura. You are my class. I love Cartoon Network. My wife will say, dear, you are watching Cartoon Network. I said, I'm trying to sit down with the children. I love that escape from reality. Just in our idea, just see a dog, just start talking like a human being. I love Ben 10. Become something else. Jesus was not Ben 10. It's real. He walked here. He ate here. He shed his blood. He died. Water and blood came out. That's the question. So they were battling with that. It's not a human being. It's not really a human being. And that's why I said that all those who don't confess Christ has come in the flesh, they are not of God. It's a particular error at that time. So when you read verses like that, trying to counteract it, it can be difficult to handle. So that's what's really happening. That Jesus came, flesh and blood, and the spirit was there and bore witness that actually he was the human being, savior of the world. Because if he was not a human being, he couldn't save us. Do you get that now? Thank you. All right. Beautiful. Okay, yeah, yes.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my question is this. The other time when you were reading Matthew, you said, Jesus said, we cannot love those that we didn't see. We can't claim we love him if we do not love those who will see. The question now is this. In a situation where you see someone in need, maybe the person needs clothes, money, food, items, and all that, and in your own discretion, you decide to give such a person. Later on, you find out that such person is using your item or your gift against you. Do you still continue to give?
Oh, by the way, let's talk about God. How many of you are using God's items against God? How many of you are God's items against God? God give you a mouth. You say, God, man, shut up, man. God, Jesus, leave me Jesus, you know? You know, you don't do that. God, you say, give me my mouth back. And of course, we have our brain. We cook up lies there, right? God say, can I get my brain back? Spit up your bread and take care. So a lot of time, please listen to this. How many of you, dad sent you to school to study something and you came out, you're not using that study? Can you imagine, I sent you to school to go and study kind of business or something and you came out, you are doing fashion design. So don't think that, don't let that bother you. That what they will do with it. You just keep his commandment. But next time, be careful. find those who are really genuine. But I will say this to you. People will misuse what you have. The prodigal son took his father's money to go and waste it by Lotus living. The father never said, Koto Wole, Bubo Wole, Koko Sono. Why? Because he has endless resources. Do we get that? So please, just keep doing what you know how to do best. Can I drop this one? If I actually calculate people who have done things in this church that I've wasted my time, my money on them, and they acted ugly, I will not see. If I see any of you over here, I'll shoot you to death. If you know what I passed through, somebody today was in the service. You know, been service in a long time. My wife said, "Did you see the person?" I said, "I saw him." I felt like going to go and take him. But you know what to do? You keep working on people. I've been paid with all kinds of things. Man, you don't talk like that about that. You don't just leave it alone. I just keep on doing good. Are you hearing me? Just keep on doing good. So please, if you're going to see that and sit down with that, you can't tell Jesus at the end of the day, "Jesus, I can't do it too because these guys are reckless." So let's just love. Is that right? Do you get that?
Pastor, he used my money to smoke. He used my money to actually get up and attack me. Huh?
Right? So just be careful next time that the guy is attacking you, don't spend the money there again. If guy comes to you and do like this, relax. In my younger days, I'll give you money. No more. My older days, I say, "Koya, take a lot of jam. Yeah, Joko. Eba tarais fun. Eba fun lewa. Go jam. But I walk off. If I give him money, he will turn and go and buy." So I will say, now I have some food stuff. People come to church, they say, "I have not eaten. I just give them food stuff. I don't give them money." I give them money, like one guy told me years ago, this guy was poor, he went to go and see a church, he went to one church for counseling in Lagos. I mean, can you imagine? He didn't have any money. Climbed up, met the pastor, they gave him money, and he came downstairs and said, "Drop." You know what I mean? Drop, charter taxi. Close. I mean, can you imagine? If I was a pastor, I would say, "Hey, drop out." Come on, back, buying food. You get that kind of thing? So but how many will you calculate? How many? I've done. My wife can tell you stories of people in church. But what are we going to do? I keep loving you. I believe the best of you. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Great. That's what I have to do. That's what I have to do. That's what I have to do. All right. Great. We're through. Hallelujah. We are going home earlier today. Any more questions? You learn something. Now, something I notice about your stage. I notice that you are actually slowly giving up, that people are not really worth your investment. People are really bad. People are not, they're making life difficult for us. Man, just mind your business, put it like Elon Musk, and enjoy your life and leave the rest to blazes. Don't be like that rich man. My wife can tell you, taking care of people is difficult. Taking care of people is difficult. But you know, every time I feel like not taking care of people, I respect every one of you over here. Not because you are a church member. Everybody here is God's image. Tell your neighbor, you are God's image. Don't worry whether it's a poor reflection or good reflection. It's still a reflection of God. I always remember this. The rest of the life I have now, I want to waste it on people. The rest of the life I have now, I want to waste. Knowing what I know now, I want to waste the rest of my life now on people. Because at the end of the day, shoes, clothes, buildings, machineries, cars will all fly away. And what will be left in eternity is human beings. And I really don't want to go to heaven, meet you over there, and begin to apologize to you. Say, "James, I'm sorry. I should have done better than that. And I'm really sorry. And you forgive me because we are in heaven." But I will remember. So I want to be waking up every day Don't get me wrong. I'm tempted to not to do anything for people. You know, some people just come to me and I don't do anything for them. I don't do anything. So one day God delivered me like this. God said, create an account for me. It's my money, not your money. Put it there. So I take any money I get, I put some of their God's money. Then somebody comes, I want to help them, and I say, I don't want to help them. God will tell me, it's my money, it's my account. So do what I say you should do. And I'll just concur because it's not my money. So I'll just do what I need to do for them. It's God's money, not my own. I've given it to him. So you can tell him to do to whatever your children will do. And can I tell you this? One good story has around up. One young man comes to my office, came to my office years ago. He will sit down in my office. And he will tell me, I need this, I'm in trouble, I have a problem. I'll give him some money. Then I will come around again. Someone said, I'm in school now. I need some money for a project. I give him. I'll tell, so come in. He said, go to Sakon, buy him clothes, buy him shoes. So he will do that. Then the guy said, it's an FPI, Elaro. So finishing FPI. One day he walked into my office. He said, Reverend, I came to see you. I came to make restitution. I looked up. He said, that time I lied to you a lot. Collected your money. Did all kinds of things. In fact, after I left school, I did Yahoo Yahoo. But every time I did Yahoo Yahoo, there'd be trouble. I told myself, my money is working. It's God's money, man. It's going to get you. Finally, one day, he just repented. And God started speaking to him. He was hearing God like a prophet. Today is a minister of the gospel. Just clap your hands over there. It's amazing. So let's keep doing that. I believe in you. I believe in the best of you. I've said this, but you guys don't believe me. If I need to see you for some spiritual counseling and they call me from Aso Rock, I'll see you first before I go to Aso Rock. Because Aso Rock is just only for 8 years. And my candidates will go. But you are eternal. Help me, I'll make some sense today. Do something. Look at that person next to you. Tell him you are not ordinary. Tell that person next to you, you are not ordinary. Please tell him, look at his face or look at her face and tell him, you are not ordinary. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are God's image. And tell him, please reflect him well. Wow, thank you. God bless you. When I get to heaven and I see my wife, I want to say, oh, I treated you very well on that. I can go and visit her at her own house, come and visit me. But if you are fasting ourselves over, when we get to heaven, I'm going to be, oh, Arabi, Babenelo, I'm going this way. So let's treat one another quite well. Hallelujah. Okay, next Sunday, 4 o'clock, we'll come dinner. We'll come for service in the morning, 11 o'clock. It won't take too long. We'll close. And the one I'll preach, I'm going to close it earlier so we can just go. And Pratito is over here. They are organizing for us all kinds of freebies and stuff. And let's come and enjoy ourselves. It's Valentine time, right? Okay, let's eat their food. It's free. Praise God. All right. What else do we need to do, Sola? We have given our offering. Oh, our refreshment. I'd forgotten. Please bring it in since. Let's bring our refreshment. Get us sitting down. Get us our refreshment. Oh, yeah. Now, if you've been coming to church for some time and you really want to stay with us here, I will ask you to go through a course called Kingdom Life Course. It's basic thing about to live the Christian life. It's quite easy. I designed the curriculum myself. It's simple, it's smart, it's quick. It's not delaying you for 1 year course. So it's about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, thereabout. I'd like you to attend it. It takes place just after the service when you finish like this. It's upstairs, last floor, so you can attend it. After 7 weeks of that course, every 7 Sundays, they'll give you a book gift for you, and then they give you that. And also, if you want to baptize in water, we're going to work toward that. We've got a baptistry now. Jesus said we should baptize people, preach to them, get saved, baptize them. So we work that one out too. All right, great. So we'll do that. Okay? Yeah. Pratito, anything else? Yeah, okay. Shall I? Let's go home. Oh, we can't go home yet. We've not given our offering. I thought we have given. You guys are talking in tongues. I'm not hearing you. Oh, yeah. Come now. This is your announcement. Get your microphone. Shola, stop troubling me. This is your announcement. Great. I'm not good at announcement at all. My wife announces for me. Yeah, go ahead.
Just a quick announcement. The church has made provision for transport money. So if you need transport money after the service, just see Brother James in front. Thank you.
And don't use to buy cigarette. All right. You guys don't smoke around here. Man, I brought the smoke like a chimney. Just, oh, it's worse in Dubai. Oh, those guys are literal hell. They smoke. And they be coughing. Can you imagine? All right. Please enjoy your stuff. I want to go with my wife. So we go now. All right. Great. We've been here since, we woke up around what time? 5, 6 o'clock. Get to service, enjoy yourself. And by the way, I forgot, thank you for last Sunday.